Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and we have the News Ninja, the CEO, founder, and tech magician over at Red State Talk Radio, Scott Adams. And Scott, here with the, there are a lot of highlights and interesting things. I saw quite a bit of the early sessions of what was going on in the Kavanaugh Senate hearing. And, it, and again, remember, all these people in the audience were actually invited by senators and had to have a certificate. 70 of them were arrested yesterday, and we had people like, you know, Kamala Harris acting like a total idiot. We had Dick Durbin trying to put on the spot after making a long tirade about how the dangers of Donald Trump to the presidency and the office of the presidency and abuse of power. And I was amazed at the calmness and the legal accuracy at which Kavanaugh responded to Durbin. You can tell Durbin was obviously having an internal conniption because he realized he thought he could outsmart Kavanaugh, and he was definitely outclassed by Kavanaugh, wasn't he? And then we have Cory Booker and his craziness of dropping documents who supposedly were, you know, stamped classified, which he released, saying that his statements on the previous issue about Roe versus Wade and other legal issues, including detention of people and so on, talking, trying to do race bait and do identity politics again. Cory Booker, you know, tries to pretend he's such a smart guy and how, you know, he's such a good guy. He's not. Cory Booker's another Democratic idiot trying to grandstand, just like he's trying to run for the 2020 elections like Kamala Harris. This is not a platform for them to run for election. It's a platform to ask if this justice is going to be a constitutional conservative that actually sticks to the Constitution, not tries to recreate new status of law and throw the balance off of the triumvirate of the three, you know, power system of our government in America, which is unique compared to any other country. I was amazed at how Kavanaugh handled himself. He was class act, wasn't he?
Oh yeah. I wouldn't expect anything less. He's a really talented judge. No, I'm not surprised at all. But you know, the big takeaway for those stories from today is I was just writing something as a story. Booker, I think it's really kind of nuts. You know, there's a lot of video of him, like, basically, he's like bipolar. He comes across bipolar. He talks about love, then he talks about hate, and then he talks about love and talks about hate. He's so extreme. But he's on record as telling fibs all over the place. Like, he told this story about T-Bone. The T-Bone guy never existed. There's proof of this, that he told this fictitious story in front of an audience on videotape, and it's just crazy land.
What is T-Bone? Is T-Bone a rapper or something? What is he?
T-Bone was a friend, but it was a mythological story growing up in the Newark area, and he was trying to tell this story and communicate with and kind of
really?
Audience.
So it was a fantasious story. He turned into so-called pseudo-reality. Really?
It's just
okay.
A segue into the bigger piece for today. Right. He's crazy, is what I'm trying to say. And so, right. Like, that whole stunt where he was going to release secret documents was a complete and total stunt. Because Bill Burke, Bill Burke basically, Bill Burke was George W. Bush's records handler, and Booker's team asked for the records and got them. And basically, Booker said that these records are fine. You can use them any which way you want. You can use them for the public. It's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. And he basically lied and said that he's going to release classified documents. Well, after the charade, here's what Burke said. Now, this was George W. Bush's handler. He said, "We cleared the documents last night shortly after Senator Booker's staff asked us to. We were surprised to learn about Senator Booker's histrionics this morning, or hysterics, because we had already told him he could use the documents publicly. In fact, we have said yes to every request made by the Senate Democrats to make documents public." These are the documents associated with Kavanaugh's time with George, working for under George W. Bush. So nobody's been denied, and everything was allowed to be made public that was given to Cory Booker. Yet he goes on and says what he says about, "I'm going to release classified documents." There's a hush in the room. There's all this wrangling and debate. And it's all eyes on him. He's a narcissistic fool, Cory Booker.
Yeah, that's really, that happens to a lot of politicians. Look at Ocasio-Cortez. This girl, obviously, is manic depressive, too, and a narcissistic borderline personality. I think it's attractive to politics some of these people that are mentally ill, don't you?
Yep. I do. I think it's crazy. But, you know, that's what they got going on right now. They got a whole roster of people for 2020 lining up. They got Cuomo, who basically said America was never great and America can never be great. That's what he said. And then he got other people that, like Kamala Harris, or supporting open borders and sanctuary cities and sanctuary states and abolishing ICE. And then you got Biden, who's a pedophile, as we know. We see all those pictures of him.
Oh, yeah, you can see it. I mean,
appropriately.
Actually, if there was a school for pedophilia, he'd be the top professor.
Then you have Hillary, you know, trying to make a comeback and run for third time's a charm. Yeah, she'll be locked up before you know it. And tonight, in Billings, Montana, you're going to see basically the Trump fans saying lock her up, because there's a lot of information that's coming out that's going to be really damaging for Hillary Clinton. Not to mention, notwithstanding the fact that Jason Harrison, a 49ers guy, basically Donald Trump Jr.'s one of his best friends, they went hunting for big game hunting last week. The guy was healthy as an ox, winds up dead yesterday. Now, he had CTE, which is a, you know, concussion kind of thing, because he played for the 49ers. But this guy ran a $50 million company called MUIU, as a hunting gear company. The guy was healthy, super fit, and wound up yesterday.
Well, what do you think happened to him? What's the story?
Well, he was good friends with Donald. Well, the death is unknown. That's the official record right now.
Are they trying to do something that tied to Donald Trump's son? His son did something.
No. The news outlets, the mainstream media, is trying to say that he suffered from CTE, but he was just out hunting and climbing.
Yeah, listen, you know what I find bizarre? There's actually a sanction by psychiatrists from years ago where they couldn't make a diagnosis of someone remotely if they weren't their patient. Not only would it be unethical to release patient information.
Look at this guy. He's like a specimen. Okay, he looks like a superstar. Even still, the point is, he's 47 years old, and you know, I mean, I'm just saying that
he's a baby in my years. I'm 66 and going on 67. So if this guy's 47, obviously his doctors know he has an underlying problem, right?
No. I think he was Arkansas. You know, I don't think he had the security detail that Don Jr. had. Don Jr. has got to be careful, too. I saw footage of him walking the streets. He's got to be careful.
Well, remember this guy up in the security detail in Scotland? He was actually working with, not Trump, but one of Trump's affiliates over in Scotland, and he got poisoned.
With John Bolton, yeah.
Yeah, he was with Bolton. And people don't understand this, that the deep state involves the Special Operations Division, often called the Special Activities Division. It was set up going back after World War II, further and advanced by John F. Kennedy, and after 9/11, with the Patriot Act, became fully weaponized. And we have to understand that these people really think they run the world. They don't think of our elected officials as running the world. The deep state, the cyber state, and now the intel companies are all a cabal. That's why they'll turn down a contract to work with the Pentagon for cyber protection of our power grid and our air traffic controllers and our water system, treatment systems. But they'll go and use their tyranny to control the population of the poor Chinese.
If you take a look at the way everybody was trying to prevent Trump from meeting with Putin, that was a last-ditch effort. Mueller issued the 12 indictments to the Russian officials. Then that didn't work. All the media and all the liberals got in lockstep and said he can't meet Putin. Next thing you know, that happens.
Right. Just like right now, I'm concerned about the Trump threat against the Syrians and Idlib. Like, I think somebody must be advising to threaten the Syrians because we think they're going to use chemical weapons. An eye doctor with a British wife wouldn't do that. He's not stupid and he hasn't got a brain injury. Okay? Bashar al-Assad is not an idiot.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Okay, we're back, and we have the genius of political analysis, probably one of the smartest people I've ever encountered, actually teaching me something every time we go on air. Scott, where do you think things are going?
Well, you know what I think is a really big story is the New York Times op-ed piece. I think that is a crazy story, and what we're finding out is that was a Democratic hit job. So,
yeah, but you're hearing all the statements by all the top people in the government. Now, what I heard this morning on Fox is there's 1,200 people that could be assigned that title of, you know, high-level inside person, and 600 that are actually have designations, but all of the people in the top level are all coming out and making written statements that there's not them. So the fact is this hit piece is going to blow up in the face of the Democrats and the deep state, isn't it?
Oh, I think so. I definitely think so. And, you know, the thing is that it says here on the Daily Caller, it says that Democrats use anonymous Trump officials, New York Times op-ed to push 25th Amendment fantasy. So basically, this is just more of the same. New York Times is never going to give up their source. Trump has indicated that he thinks it's a myth. And even if it was a real person, it's just one of the tricks. And, you know, the reason why the Democrats pull all these shenanigans, whether it's, you know, some sort of fake bimbo that said that Trump bumped into her on a plane 30 years ago, or Gloria Allred walks out with a forged fake yearbook and tries to overturn and succeeded a Senate seat. What this is going to really tell Republicans come November 6, 2018, is that they're not going to believe any of this. It's going to be the boy who cried wolf type of deal. Anybody who believes anything at this point, being that it's probably been about 95% lies and 5% truth, you got to go with the fact that you got to go with your gut and say, hey, no matter if the person is a scoundrel, do you think Adam Schiff is not a scoundrel? You think Mark Warner's not a scoundrel? You know, you think all of these people are not scoundrels on the left. Maxine Waters is corrupt as hell. I mean, come on, give me a break. So, I mean, when it's all said and done, I think Republicans are just going to put a blindfold on and vote red the whole way down the ticket. And just enough of this nonsense, you know? I think people have really had enough.
That's why I get a kick of these polls. I think the polls are way long wrong like they were in 2016. The polls are going to miss it. They're saying they're like a 14 to 8 point spread with the Democrats ahead. I don't think they are at all.
Generic poll, and yet when you take a look at like other factors, like real numbers, like Roseanne, for example. Roseanne, when she was favoring Trump, through the roof ratings. They loved it. Then when they won the fired him, nobody can care less about that show. And so everywhere you turn, you know, like if you take a look at the Billings, Montana rally, it's going to be packed to the house. You know, the house is going to be packed. You know, everywhere
right.
goes, he packs the house. Everywhere, every time Trump has a press meeting, people want to cover it. You know, people are interested in Donald Trump, and they're impressed by his successes, and they have more money in their pocket, and they want to be safe, and they're tired of the shenanigans from the left, whether it be Antifa spraying pee in our faces, or hitting us over the head with clubs, or pulling these smear tactics that prove to be false, or disappear and vanish out of thin air after the election's over. You know, we have anybody who buys into that is, you know, I have a Brooklyn Bridge that I'm going to go ahead and try to sell.
Yeah, or a bridge on the moon.
Yeah.
Here's my prediction. My prediction is, and again, I think the numbers are still going to hold. I think you're going to see about a 4 to 6 seat gain, somewhere between probably 3 to 6, but 4 to 6 seat gain in the Senate for the Republicans, and up to a 14 seat gain for Trump supporting Republicans. Remember now, not all the GOP in the House are Trump supporters, but I think a 14 increase in the number of Trump supporting elected officials. And if you look at the numbers, 35 of the 37 of Trump supported people got the nomination. So it's my feeling when the actual election happens, people, including blacks and Hispanics and others and the women, are going to vote for Trump. And what's going to happen, too, also, if you actually see the answers by Kavanaugh, he had the most measured, reasonable answers you can imagine. Even when Dick Durbin tried to catch him up, because Dick Durbin's a narcissist and he's an illegal egomaniac, think he's so smart. And
Dick,
you can look at the face, his face was showed you. He was outsmarted by Kavanaugh, wasn't he, in the hearings?
Completely. Kavanaugh didn't bite one bit and didn't step into one trap today. He was super smart. And the guy is just super grounded. You know, he's raised children. He works with the homeless. He's well grounded. You know, they tried to get him and they said, oh, he spent $60,000 on baseball tickets. Yeah, he's buying them for his friends. He likes baseball. He helps the homeless. He's well grounded. The guy is just a really good guy.
In other words, he's a well-rounded human being that actually has a genius legal mind.
Exactly.
And he's a constitutional conservative, which means he's not going to invent law, which is unfortunately with Ruth. I've changed her name, by the way. It's not Ruth Bader Ginsburg, it's Ruth Gator, you know, like an alligator. And even Gator Ginsburg, when she went through, she didn't answer all these questions when she went through her Senate hearing years ago. So why do they think they can ask him questions about law that's not settled? And
yeah,
then, of course, they want to say it's settled law like Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade wasn't settled law in the first place, and it wasn't in 2006 when he made a statement. And it's still not settled, because with new technology like ultrasound, it's not settled law, okay? People don't get that, do they?
Yeah, and even the left-wing media had to come out about Cory Booker today and basically say that it was a stunt. They had to admit it, because it's clear, the evidence is very, very clear. And it's interesting, you know, the mainstream media at some point, like when the indictments dropped, I mean, just today, the House, pretty much the Freedom Caucus part of the House, got together and they requested in a formal way in a press conference, and it was a pretty long one. They laid out their case very well, and they basically requested specific pages, if not all of the pages, related to the Carter Page FISA warrant that involved Bruce Orr. And basically, from what I hear, they didn't even have a hearing. Basically, the Judge Collier and Judge Contreras was at a party with Strzok and Podesta.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just partying it up. Collier, she's a libtard judge. She never even bothered to have a hearing. She just granted the FISA warrant.
Right, so, she probably didn't even read all the stuff to see that it was a scam.
Yeah, but what we're finding, too, is that two people came forward and talked with some other show hosts, and basically, they were CIA people. They notified Trump and basically said that there was an IT guy that might be this guy named Camilo Salvadoro, or something like that. And basically, this guy was setting up an IT trap where it would constantly ping like a Russian IP address. And so there's evidence now that indicates that people got on the inside, like Paul Erickson went the 1717 Constitution and was part of the transition team and also did some shenanigans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I hear the music, so I'm going to stop.
The music is cutting us off for a second. We'll be back in 4 minutes with Scott Adams, and again, if you want to know what's really going on beyond Fox News, I say you're going to hear the truth right here and better questions and better conclusions in just a moment with more Scott Adams.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Thesis that you gave me on the break that I thought was even scarier. I would have thought the death of, if it's an untoward or a kind of a personal attack on Trump Jr.'s friend, if it was connected because there was some kind of cyber business connection to Trump, but if the fact it's a random killing to kind of threaten Trump and his family that, hey, we're going to kill off your son's best friend.
Well, it wasn't random, it was targeted. It was
right, that's what I'm saying. If it was a targeted act, targeted not just because he had a business or a cyber connection to Trump or his business, like his lawyer or whatever, but to knock off a friend of Trump's son, this is even scarier in some ways. This is like what I watched the recent series on Queen Elizabeth I, who was a very brilliant lady that had one of the longest reigns called the Elizabethan range, and she was the daughter of Anne Boleyn, who was also not an idiot. She was beheaded because she crossed the wrong people inside the court. And King Henry was, you know, manipulated by that to actually execute her. But Anne Boleyn, actually, her daughter, was probably the greatest queen of England. And she had a cyber protection by Mr. William Cecil, and later on his son, because she got rid of Cecil after he did regicide and killed Mary Queen of Scots. What people don't understand, this is parallel. We're almost seeing literally an act by the deep state and the Dems and so on, like this act by Cory Booker, and actually the probable targeted killing of the friend of Donald Trump's son. This is scary stuff. This is like the Queen Elizabeth I's 13 attempts to assassinate her. I mean, this is the kind of crap that's going on, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and furthermore, I would add to this that, you know, this could play to the advantage of the killers, if there is such a thing, you know, if there are killers. Now, this guy, Jason Hairston, good friend of Don Jr., was a, you know, San Francisco 49er, did suffer concussions, did have CTE, and he had all that, but that should not have killed him.
Well, CTE doesn't cause a traumatic,
hang on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just make
it doesn't cause sudden death. You'll have a lot of slow death, but you're not going to have sudden death like that.
Well, okay. I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
I'm just saying that. In other words, it had to be something else.
Yeah. Well, I looked into it, and the average life expectancy is like 51 for someone who has bad CTE. That's not the point I'm going to make. The point I want to make is they were just out hunting, big game, hiking through the mountains last week. There's pictures of him from just last week where he's like healthy as an ox. The guy looks like a specimen. The guy's really healthy. The point I want to make about this is that it's not just about, you know, how do you like it now? You know, maybe Donald Trump Jr. required two high profile of a hit operation, you know, because he's protected with Secret Service. Okay.
Right.
They can't get to Donald Trump, so they go to the Secret Service guy that's looking after Bolton. They can get to that guy. He's a softer target than Trump. They can't get to Trump, so they'll get this guy. Maybe that will be enough to have Trump stop. You know, they pinned the poisoning of those two English spies, the Russian spies in England, onto Putin when all the MO points to the British intelligence.
No, so, that's the toxicology of those too. There's no, those weapons were never used by the Russians ever.
Right. So who's to say then that they didn't go with the Secret Service guy just before they meet with Helsinki and try to get that and say, hey, this was Putin. They couldn't pull it off. But if they were to try to blame Putin, because again, leading up to that, you had the 12 indictments. They were trying hell nor high water to prevent Trump from meeting with Putin, because that soccer ball, you remember? I think there was a lot of information that transferred. And I think there was a lot of, you know, they prevented. I had sources that tell me certain things were going on in those meetings that were kind of high stakes. All right, now you get this guy. And it's not enough to just make a statement and say, hey, I can't get to you, Don Jr., but I'm going to make your life a living hell by killing your friend, right? That would be enough. But beyond that, it could be designed to make Trump act quicker. See,
in other words, respond to that by making a specific kind of moves. In other words, push him to make a move that the deep state is trying to get him to make by as a reaction.
That's not what I was going to say. But what I was going to say was that there are like 55,000 sealed indictments. And, you know, if you listen to QAnon, for example, and I have other sources that indicate that Hillary Clinton has already been arrested and that John Podesta already has been indicted, and these things are under seal, these things are quiet, and these things are being negotiated. Bruce Orr has already flipped. You know, Sessions has got this. Huber's about to make some big announcements. Do they do it before the election? Do they do it after the election? Do they do it when Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation ends? So long as special counsel is still in operation, the perpetrators, the people that are going to be indicted or arrested or thrown in jail, could have aid and assistance that they otherwise would not have had if Mueller's special counsel still is in operation. Because Mueller basically is a free rover. He can go anywhere, do anything right now. Now, that being said, Rod Rosenstein's been pitched with regard to FISA warrants because of new revelations, new investigations. There's a grand jury out on McCabe right now that we've learned. There was a grand jury out involving Bruce Orr out in Utah.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on, but I think they want Robert Mueller to finish up and be done with it. Then they want to drop the hammer.
I think that's a very clear analysis. It's very, very smart, because they won't drop the hammer until they close it. Now, all this stuff going back and forth where there's questions and they're going to raise questions, some of them are going to be written answers, Trump's not going to answer these questions.
They could tip the hat to Mueller, and then Mueller can have this investigation go on for 7 years. And he'll that's a good point. And then he'll look into that and muck up that investigation.
Well, this is what Giuliani said, and what's his name, the attorney that comes on Fox News in the morning. He actually made the statement that, look, even if the answer is written by attorneys, they're going to want to ask Trump to clarify them, the answers to the questions. So they go on and on, and right now they're just focusing on the Russiagate. But they want to later focus on this idea of collusion. or obstruction of justice, you know. They're going to move the target. And so they could continue to drag this on forever, because once Mueller's investigation is gone, or if they set up a separate independent counsel to go laterally after Mueller and some of the people in his group like Weissmann and even Rosenstein, who should have been recused from this whole thing, this is going to blow up in the faces, because I honestly think that Trump needs to shut this down in September. It's too close to election time to let Mueller continue Muellergate. It's too late. It's getting too late, isn't it?
Yep. Nobody said that slaying Goliath, you know, David slaying Goliath, was going to be an easy task, and it's not. But Trump has got this. Trump has got all the aces. He's got the power hand, and I think he has the upper hand. They have nothing on him. And I think Comey played Lanny Davis. Cohen. I think Cohen played Lanny Davis. I think that Flynn is on the inside for a reason. I think that Papadopoulos is not going to be a problem at all. And that particular sentencing hearing is September 7th. And so, I think Papadopoulos... Tomorrow. Yep, and so Papadopoulos is, that's going to be an interesting news bit right there. So there's a lot going on, and I think that they wanted to get Bruce Orr's testimony in the books, because his testimony before Congress and his testimony before the FBI and the doctored 302s are all going to then be accounted for. They're going to be reconciled. And when the reconciliation is done, there's going to be a lot of crimes that they can use that not only as to flip as plea bargain, but to get people to sing. And
he's enough now. He's going to force everybody to come back to committee. Bruce Orr's testimony is forcing everybody to come back to Senate and congressional committees, isn't he?
That's right.
Yeah. So I think that he's got a very appropriate name. Bruce Orr. You're going to get off Orr, O-H-R. Stuff's going to happen. And I think that you're right. Trump has got them all.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
What's your predictions in the next 60 days or so before midterms and beyond? What's going to happen after? Because I have a feeling possibility one is the Dems take a minor majority of the House and then go crazy and file 100 lawsuits against the Bush, against the Trump family and against all his corporations and everything. And they make news so painful, nobody in their right mind would turn on the cable or other news channels. Now, possibility number two, which is more likely, is that Trump wins. And he sails through to the 2020 elections with a vast majority and people richer in their pockets, more black and Hispanic supporting him. And my feeling is that all these people like Cory Booker and Kamala Harris want to run for election, or even Hillary Clinton, I call the Hildebeest, and Warren, are going to be blocked out again because they don't have anything for Americans. I mean, why do they think they're going to get elected? Because they're just anti-Trump. It's craziness on their part. It's a form of what we call electional psychopathy. They think somehow if they just oppose Trump, they're going to get reelected. Why?
You know, the poll had Hillary Clinton winning 98.6% to Trump's 1.4% the day before the election. So, you know, come on. So, I mean, this generic poll for it to do what it's doing is insane. I mean, really, come on, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I study this stuff every day.
Right.
And I don't know what their agenda is. Really, they talk about everything they talk about in terms of equality and this and that and the other. I mean, it's like that's exactly what they oppose. I mean, just look at Jack Dorsey. Yes, we're liberal, and we're going to shut down Alex Jones permanently today. I mean, the day after Jack Dorsey has a liberal, right, a self-proclaimed liberal,
right,
who stands for liberalism, basically then took Alex Jones and shut him down completely as of about, you know, today.
Right, and I saw Alex, by the way, his 12-minute presentation on Leandra. Her website, link I have up over my other website, clayandiron.com. And Alex handled himself really well. Now, somebody sent me his comment that Alex outside the building made some crazy slurs and comments that weren't rational. I haven't seen any evidence of that.
That's not
matter. And it wouldn't matter anyway, as far as I'm concerned. The fact that Jack Dorsey has a nerve to say that in committee is obscene, and then we need to turn him into a utility and stop this stuff, or we let them be sued to death. How's that?
But compare what Alex Jones did with Antifa. I mean, right. Antifa is actually beating people over the heads. They're kicking people out of restaurants. They're showing up and stalking people out at dinner. I mean, this is really unbelievable bias and you know, double standard. So Jack Dorsey, his whole thing, and then also YouTube cut out Trump TV. So right. I mean, it's happening right during an election season, no doubt, no less. So, you know, I think that basically the Department of Justice has been ordered to meet with all of the AGs of every state, and I think that they're going to have something like an ICANN. So what you're going to have is not the government regulation, because a lot of libertarians don't want that. But what they do want, they want a free internet. But what they do want is to end political discrimination, intolerance, and censorship. So
Right. What's
going to end up happening is, just like when you have a domain, suppose you had a domain and someone just decided, I'm going to pay $1,000 and steal it from you.
Right.
You need your protection. You put a lot of money invested in that domain. So there's this thing called ICANN. And ICANN is sort of like the umbrella organization that sets the standards for domain registrations. Well, I think that there's got to be a standard procedure, like a standards organization for social media. And
Right. If
anybody's going to be censoring, you know, if there are complaints, then they get addressed. And I also think that will then open up a path to civil litigation. I don't think it should be a crime to do politically censor, but I think that it should be something that has a path to civil litigation. And I think that Alex Jones could enter into a class action lawsuit that impacts tens of thousands of conservatives across the country.
I would join it.
You're looking at a billion. I think you're looking at billions of dollars in class action lawsuits. That would scare the bejesus out of Facebook, Google, YouTube, and Twitter, and they would stop their practices dead in their tracks.
I think also they needed geographically. Dorsey made one comment that they thought was good, that he was going to move the center of the IT people that they depend on in making these algorithms from Silicon Valley and San Francisco to more places across the country. But that's not good enough. I think your pathway and your response is a better one, which would force us to act like a utility and stop acting like it's a geopolitical mind control filter for society.
Yeah, no, I think that there's a pragmatic solution to this, and it's going to, you know, it's going to bode well for the conservatives in the long run.
Yeah.
But short run, in the next 60 days. But, you know, I think this. I think that if it does look like, if, like, keep in mind, Kellyanne Conway had her own internal polls, and they were clearly different than, you know, 587 and 538 or whatever, that, you know, all these different polls. And so I think that Trump's going to look at his internal polls, and if he really feels like the House is going to get, you know, have no chance the legit way, I think he's going to drop the hammer, or Huber's going to drop the hammer on indictments and blow up the system. before the election. But
yeah, I'll put bets that he's going to do it. I have a feeling the election's been so shifted because we called the millennials and under 30s, and many of these other people are so shifted by the social media that Trump's going to have to drop the hammer before the election.
Well, no, that's not what I wanted to say. I wouldn't say that. I'm saying that if his internal polling is indicating that he's going to lose big, he'll drop the hammer before. If his internal polling, though, however, indicates that he has a chance to win or will win strong, then...
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you. I would say that if he thinks it's going to... Yeah, that makes sense.
Do this in the lame duck period. And QAnon, for example, indicates 11-11. So 11-11-18 is a key number. But all I would say is, if it looks like we're going to lose, it's before. If it looks like it's we're going to win, he'll do it during the lame duck session, which is between November 6th and January 20th.
Ah, okay. That makes sense. So what's your guess? Do you think that the internal polls are likely to be in favor of Trump or against Trump?
Right now, I think things look favorably. And also, I think we're going to have another GDP announcement. I think that more and more as the Trump economy progresses, I think also the developments with North and South Korea, they're going to meet. They're going to totally denuke. That's going to be another win. I think that the media is just trying to find stories that they could talk about other than Trump's successes. But that's really, I mean, if you look at their ratings, they're losing to Pawn Stars now. CNN can't even beat... Mayberry.
That's funny
stuff.
Yeah, that's quite a joke, isn't it?
Absolutely.
What do you think is going to happen to the other big media that are, in a sense, doing a soft coup against Trump? CNN, MSNBC, and magazines like Washington Post under Bezos. I think there should be some kind of, whether it's litigation or sanctions or something. I don't want to have a regulation where you got a deep state that can, is now controlled by regulatory oversight of the government too much. But obviously, these media are out of control, so something has to be done that's more pragmatic without becoming crazy.
Some people think this New York Times op-ed piece was a Trump plant, and it was a Trump ploy to basically out the deep state, because there was a lot of denial among the left that there was this deep state. And now you got the New York Times admitting to the deep state. And the left has to use that phrase, deep state.
Oh, really?
So it's an interesting thing. Trump has been known to do a little bit of Sun Tzu, art of war deception from time to time.
That would be clever if he actually propagated this, in fact, to actually relevate the issues so that people realize the deep state's real.
Well, when you know you have Pavlovian dogs that foam at the mouth anytime you put a little piece of red meat over there, then you know exactly what to expect. And if you could expect your adversary's reaction, then you're going to do that all day long.
That's pretty funny. That shows he's a lot smarter than people realize in terms of socially interacting in business. Amazing.
I think he's done the red meat thing all the time.
Yeah, so in other words, it's likely he's going to win, so he's not going to open up this can of worms until after the 2018, but if it looks like he's going to lose, he's going to drop the hammer. So that's a good analysis.
Yeah,
that's what we can look forward to. And I have a feeling that in the next week or so, the Intel people, as well as all these people, are signing statements that they're not going to. They're not this innocent guy that's actually trying to attack Trump from the inside. I have a feeling they're going to know the identity within 2 weeks. What do you think?
I think so. I think it's going to be an interesting little fact find.
Yeah, I think in the next 2 weeks, they're going to find out one way or the other who this individual is. I think Trump actually may wait a week or so and then actually force the issue, too. What do you think?
Yep, I do. And it's just interesting how this is playing out. But think of the word lodestar.
Yeah, lodestar. Yeah.
Normal. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.